It's Wednesday, April 11th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, that new number two ranking presented a huge target on the backs of the Aggies last night, and the UTA Moving Mavs took careful aim and beat A&M 3-2 in an all-important midweek game at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Other than Brandon Wood's third home run of the year in the second inning and an RBI single by Scott Arthur, A&M was able to do little with their 10 hits, leaving 11 men on base, going 2-for-12 with runners at second or third. Meanwhile, the Mavs got what would be the game winner in the top of the fifth with three straight singles that scored their third run. The Aggies loaded the bases with two outs in both their halves of the fifth and the seventh, but Wood ended both rallies with a strikeout and a ground out. From there, A&M just got one more single the rest of the way. Pretty good night at the plate, though, by catcher Troy Stein.
We didn't have a very good approach tonight. Hit a lot of fly balls. Not a lot of balls hit sharp. And when we did hit it sharp, we probably hit it right at somebody, but just not a great approach tonight. Too many balls in the air, just didn't get it done. We're going to come out and have a good practice tomorrow, get back to how we play ball. This isn't how we play baseball. Just not a good game all around, and we're going to come out and we're going to get better. We'll be ready to go on Friday.
UTA is 4-0 against Big 12 teams. They've beaten A&M, Texas, Baylor, and Oklahoma. The Aggies are back in action this weekend, their first Big 12 road series in Lawrence against Kansas. A&M softball team went to Waco last night and got their second win of the year over Baylor, 3-0. Mel Dumasich got the plead game in the circle, while Taran Tyler got an RBI and Cassie Tassarch got two RBIs in the Aggies' 28th win of the year. They go to 8-3 in the Big 12. The two teams will play game three of their series back at Aggieland on April the 24th. Consol softball team beat Coppers Cove 7-1 yesterday to win a playoff spot for an 11th straight year. They're in a three-way tie with Bryan and Temple. A&M Consolidated girls soccer team, they beat the defending state champ McKinney Boyd in a shootout last night to advance to the regional semifinals of the playoffs. Tied at 2-2 through regulation and overtime, the Lady Tigers got three blocks from Claire McDougal, and Callie Krivdo and Halen Hinkley made the two shots to send the Tigers to Round Rock on Friday to face Klein Oak in the Sweet 16 of the Class 5A playoffs. The second crosstown showdown of baseball went Bryan's way last night, 2-0 at Viking Field. Ty Culbreth got the shutout win for Bryan as Michael Miner got an RBI and scored on a wild pitch for the only run to the game. Bryan takes the District 12-5A lead at 8-2. Consol drops to second place tie at 7-3. Well, as you know, Arkansas has fired their football coach, Bobby Petrino, after he initially lied about the circumstances surrounding his motorcycle accident. Athletic Director Jeff Long speaking to the media yesterday.
He made a conscious decision to speak and mislead the public on Tuesday. In doing so, he negatively and adversely affected the reputation of the University of Arkansas and our football program.
Petrino was with a football department staffer, Jessica Durrell, who he later admitted he had had an inappropriate relationship with. And six players scored in double figures last night as the Mavericks topped the Sacramento Kings 110-100. The Rangers won. They beat Seattle 1-0, but the Astros lose 6-4 last night to the Atlanta Braves. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.